zooming in.
Yep.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to February 13th meeting. We've got a whole different group here tonight. Megan, Aaron, and Ray. Thank you all. Actually, you've been here more than Kathy lately.
She's a busy lady. She's got a lot going on.
That's okay. So, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. And I should say happy Fat Tuesday. So we'll go ahead with the roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Yes.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
He's in here. That's it. Yes. As long as he's available. Okay, I have no amendments to the agenda. I don't believe there are any presentations. None. No public hearings. Are there any citizens who would like to comment on items on the agenda? Again, this is where you comment on items on the agenda. Anyone? Okay. Next, we have the consent agenda, which includes minutes for January 29th and January 23rd, 24 meetings, and bills totaling $3,574,066. Is there a motion, Mr. Funkhauser?
So moved.
Second, Cornelius?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Coke?
Oh, no. Aye. Discussion.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the mayor's report. Got several things, but before we get to those, just everyone please keep in mind Jim Jensen's family. His dad passed away this morning. He'd been ill for several months, just so keep Jim in mind, and that's why we're blessed with Ray tonight. So thank you, Ray. And go Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, next we have a couple items. Number one is, okay. Bond council engagement letter for Rain Tree SSA 1 and 2. I'm looking for a motion to approve an engagement letter with Saul Ewing LLP as counsel for the potential refunding of the Rain Tree 1 and 2 SSA bonds for a fixed fee of either $65,000 or $75,000, depending on whether one or both bonds are refunded, and authorize the mayor to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Coke, Merrick. Rob, are you the guy going to explain this tonight?
I sure can.
Guy or lady, I'm sorry. It has to do with money, so I figured I went to you.
Fair enough. As you may recall from last meeting, we approved the other writer engagement letter with D.A. Davidson. They were telling us that by refunding the Rain Tree 2 bond, it could save between $139 and $201 for the remainder of the SSA. 2035
per property, right?
What's that?
Is that per property?
Yeah, per parcel.
Okay.
Depending on whether it's a townhome duplex or single family, but that's the range they gave us. And this is the next step in the process, is just to approve a bond council for this bond issue. It'll either be $65,000 if they do one for the Rain Tree bonds, or $75,000 if they do both.
And that's per parcel per year, correct?
Correct, on average.
Yeah. Okay. Questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, regarding the proposed WIFIA loan, I am looking for a motion to approve the engagement letters for Spear Financial, the municipal advisor with a fee of approximately $91,250, and Saul Ewing, bond council with a fixed fee of $90,000, and authorize the mayor to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Transier and Soling. And this is for the WIFIA bonds when we get going on those later this year. Questions? Comments? Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you. Oh, we have more in the back. Oh, excellent. Oh, let's see. I should really state for the record that Clocher is participating remotely pursuant to an exception of the Open Meetings Act. Business purposes.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next. We have a fireworks display contract, and it's a two-part motion. So, I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution authorizing a contract with Mad Bomber Fireworks for purchase of fireworks for two city-sponsored fireworks displays, and ordinance authorizing the Sixth Amendment of the budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 23, and ending April 30th, 24, and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute. Did that cover both?
Almost.
Second.
Excellent. And we're going to, what we did is we took it from four to two, but we really juiced up the ones for 4th of July, so they're really going to be awesome this year. So, thank you. Any questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, that took care of both of those. Excellent. Okay, so we're on to the Virtra Police Training Simulator. And this is the thing we got, the simulator we got from Grant, and this just addresses the IGA, which is intergovernment agreement, between all the different agencies. And I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the purchase of a Virtra V300 LE1 training simulator and a resolution approving an IGA amongst the City of Yorkville, Village of Oswego, the Village of Montgomery, City of Plano, County of Kendall, and the Yorkville School District 115, and authorize myself, the mayor, and the city clerk, Jory, to execute.
Second.
Oh, wow, we're just rolling. I think I heard Funkhauser and Soling. Seaver, we'll get you next time. You're on a roll, though. Okay, any questions, comments?
I can hear.
No, just one comment. I just
want to
say that this was very well done by Chief Jensen and his staff to secure this grant for this. This is going to be great for our law enforcement agencies and our community as a whole.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And the cooperation with the county using that space. Yeah, it's just fantastic. Other comments, questions? Ray, thanks for answering all these questions tonight. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Roll call, please.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, next, number five. Oh, this is pretty cool here. Okay, not that the previous thing wasn't cool, but this is really cool too. Okay, I'm looking for, is this one motion too?
Yeah.
Okay, looking for a motion authorizing the purchase of four dump trucks from Lind Company Equipment Sales and authorizing the Seventh Amendment to the budget for the United City of Yorkville commencing May 1st, 23 and ending April 30th, 24.
So moved.
Transier.
Second.
Funkhauser. Eric, I'll let you explain this, please.
Sure. As I said in the memo, we have a very unique opportunity that we're able to purchase four dump trucks at once. The vendor that we used was able to purchase 20 trucks, and he will take possession in April, so all the contributors here, there should be zero costs and increases. And we are hoping, and they are planning on our trucks being delivered in December, which will put us brand new trucks for the off season, which would really, really improve our reliability and cut down on some of our time that we spend with the smaller trucks. These trucks would run an 11 foot snowplow instead of an 8.5 foot snowplow. And you guys have all seen some different trucks on the road. When you see a pickup versus one of these dump trucks, it just moves so much more snow, so much more efficiently. And our goal is to ultimately get down to back to what I call a 4 hour. Instead of 6 hours to clear the whole town, if we can do it in four, and so theoretically we would be able to do it twice in an 8 hour shift, which is really helpful on some of these longer streets. You guys have any questions on Plan B?
And Rob, we have plenty of money for this, correct?
Yes.
So what we did is we had a couple that were going to be ordered, we were going to propose a couple for next year's budget, which we're moving forward. We had some other equipment. What was the piece that you bumped back a couple of pieces?
We did the leaf back. We bumped it back. That was a $150,000 piece of equipment, and then a truck for the facilities manager, and then a truck for myself.
Okay. And then there was, we were going to propose some others in subsequent years, but because this opportunity came along, and we've been waiting a couple of years for some of these pieces.
We really haven't expanded our fleet since 08.
So 16 years, and the population's probably gone by, gone up by 40, 50%.
Of the big trucks, we haven't expanded.
Yeah. So anyway, we have the monies. Rob is very confident of that. In fact, we're putting more money into capital for next year, almost $5 million in roads. So I'll ask for your support, and I'll take any questions, comments. Mr. Koch and then Mr. Merrill.
So you're pulling two of the future down now. Are you also going to have two in the future, or do those spots open up?
No, those spots will, that money will either decrease or we can have it for a different use, for a different vehicle or different equipment.
Okay.
Mr. Merrick?
Yeah, and these carry a substantial amount more of salt too, right? Does that make it easier?
Absolutely. It'll carry 26,000 pounds instead of 6,000.
Does that make it easier to spread everything?
It makes it less return trips to the shop.
Other questions, comments? This does require 6 votes because it's an amendment to the budget. Is that correct, Rob?
Yes.
Ooh, listen, here, I learned something, and I remembered it. Okay, roll call, please.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Awesome. Thank you all very much. This is going to help a ton. Chris, we'll make sure we have one by your house, too.
Is that a salt spreading joke? It's going to help a ton.
Yeah, help a ton. That's right. Yep. Dead F bomb. Okay, next. I think this is a Christie item. This is an FYI, correct? The Kendall County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Say that 3 times quickly, huh? It's an amendment for Route 47 and Eldemain Road, correct?
No, this is south amendment.
Okay, I was going to say that didn't seem right. I'm like, Eldemain. Okay, so it's a mint. Anyway, Christie, please go ahead.
So the county is looking at revising their comprehensive land plan. This is a guiding document, not a regulatory document like their zoning ordinance, to just reflect some of the changes that have happened in the area. So they're proposing to reclassify 9 properties along Route 47, which is north of Mint Road, which is consistent with what we last reviewed in a 1.5 mile review, where they changed the former Grand Coast site from a transportation land use designation to a mixed business use. Staff is not opposed to the changes. They're somewhat consistent with our comprehensive plan goals for the area, where the objectives is to encourage development along Route 47, promoting a mix of development types, the mixed use business district for classification rather, for the county includes office and research park, as well as some like industrial and manufacturing land uses. So they're just looking for feedback before they proceed to their final vote.
Questions, comments? Thank you, Christy. On to Public Works.
Got 2 items. Item 1, PW 2024-12, resolution approving an agreement with Kluber Incorporated for the design of a public works facility. A motion to approve a resolution approving the agreement with Kluber Incorporated for the design of a public works facility and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Merrick. Okay, Bart, are you able to hear us?
I am.
Oh, look at you. This is fancy. Are you, you want to give a little overview on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the same contract that you would have saw 2 weeks ago, or I guess it was 3 weeks ago with the fifth Tuesday there. And so the contract itself and the resolution haven't changed. I did include a cover memo that has some updates on the contract, just questions that have been asked by aldermen. Additional pieces of information that have been provided, related to everything from what we're doing with our existing facilities management system to how we originally chose Kluber, just providing a little bit of a history overview there. Talking about tours, which I'm sure we'll get into here in a second. Construction manager timing and kind of how, you might hire a construction manager and an architect on the same meeting sometimes. And sometimes you might hire the architect first and then the construction manager later. And I had mentioned it at the last meeting, and I just wanted to reiterate, the contract that we have in front of us actually puts Kluber into the process of hiring a construction manager, in that they're going to assist us. So not that they're going to have necessarily a vote or a say, But they'll sit through the interviews, they'll provide some info to us and help us kind of have some perspective on, you know, different firms that they've worked with in the past and kind of what they, you know, are used to as far as their own construction processes. Questions about architect fees related to the overall project. I itemize those in the cover memo. Our range is somewhere in the 7 to 7.6% range, depending on the size of the project. I did hear back prior to this meeting from South Elgin, who had a public works facility constructed through Kluber in 2016, and their fees were, I think, 7.4%. And then Aurora, who's currently finishing up the construction of a very large public works facility. Kluber is only doing the shell of the building there and then the interior. And it's like a $30 million project just for that. So no design fees, no external improvements. And their percentage there of their total project is about 6.97%. So I was able to confirm those prior to this meeting. And then there were just some other questions about, you know, how kind of the contractual terms will work with disagreements and, you know, necessity for contract, you know, timing, et cetera, and just confirming that all these costs are budgeted. So I won't rehash any of those. If anybody has questions about the cover memo, I'm happy to get into the details. Just wanted to touch on the tour. Chris had asked for a tour. You know, we had a phone call last week. I think that's a great idea to do a tour. And I know that a couple people had expressed some interest in trying to do a tour before tonight's meeting. And I put that in the memo just that I don't know that it's necessary to see somebody else's facility since Montgomery's wasn't originally designed by Kluber, or Kluber didn't have a part in Montgomery's facility. But as part of any design process, you know, before we approve, you know, how big the building is going to be, what it's going to look like, you know, I would imagine that we would tour Montgomery's probably as a group, subject to everybody's availability and desire, obviously, and South Elgin's, which is a similar size, you know, town, very comparable to Yorkville, and they also have a Parks and Recreation Department, so that was one of the reasons why we wanted to go out there and just see how those two divisions and departments interact, even though their building was built, now it's been 7-8 years ago. I just think that those two at minimum are good for, you know, those of us interested in the design details to tour, and, you know, we can basically do those with staff, with the architects on hand, and the elected officials to get some ideas as to, you know, what we're about to embark on. So there's those items, and I think that was everything that I wanted to mention. Happy to take questions if anybody has them.
So I know long lines of tours. Chris Hansen is here, and Chris, you and I spoke. Tours is part of the process, correct? He's stepping up the microphone in case you can't see, Bart.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, before we even begin schematic design phase, we do want to tour not only facilities that we've done, but also facilities that others have done to get ideas and build momentum to make sure that we're on the same page with Eric and his team and Tim and his team in terms of the needs of the building. So we definitely want to go tour those facilities. We'd love to invite everyone if you'd like to attend. That's something we normally do for a project this size. So yes, we would definitely want to do that.
And I need to correct myself, tours are a part of the process, not is a part of the process. Just caught myself in a grammatical error there. Okay, I will open up to questions, comments. Anyone? None? We'll do a roll call then.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yeah.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Chris, you'll be in touch with Bart, obviously, to start scheduling this stuff. Thank you. Ken, continue, please.
Item 2, PW24-13, Public Works Building Agreement with Professional Service with EEI. A motion to approve the Yorkville Public Works Building Professional Service Agreement and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Soling. And this just is the second part of this project. Is that correct, Bart? Thumbs up. Okay. Questions?
It is. Yeah, it's for the external improvements to the building.
Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Ken, anything else? Okay, thank you. Thank you. EDC report. Who's the...
Can you take that, Mr. Mayor, as I'm up in the ceiling?
Okay. Hang on tight. Sound like a bat. Okay. This is cool. This is something we've done with the county for probably 10 or more years. I'm looking for an approval of an IGA for reciprocal inspection services between the United States of Yorkville and Kendall County.
Second.
I don't know who made the motion, but I heard the second.
Well,
I made the motion. Yeah, that's what I made the motion. Sorry. So the second was that, Solon?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I get to. Can I make the motion?
The way it reads, you are
me. You can. Will you make the motion for me, please?
All right, I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Soling second. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Plocher. Should we call you Koala Bear? Mm-hmm. Okay, public safety, anything?
No report.
Admin?
No report.
Park board. Tim, this is cool. Let me get the motion and I'll let you talk about it. So, I'm looking for a resolution authorizing the donation of certain used playground equipment to Kids Around the World, a not-for-profit entity.
So, second.
Merrick, Cole. Tim, you want to explain this?
Yeah, so just so everyone knows, Dave Vogel, who actually used to work for the city of Yorkville and is the former Parks and Recreation Director, is associated with this organization. He is here tonight, just in case there's any other questions related to this proposal. In general, this is a unique opportunity for us as we're getting ready to replace the Caesar playground equipment that the city council approved for us to purchase last year. We have the equipment in our shop right now. We're finishing up Kiwanis. As part of this, with Caesar being a complete tear down, not a refurbishment, this was a unique opportunity for us to work with Kids Around the World, where they would come in, take out the playground, they take it back to their shop, and then they'll refurbish it there, and then actually go install it into an underprivileged country somewhere in the world for kids that don't have the opportunity to have diverse playgrounds as like we do here in Yorkville. Benefit to the city of Yorkville, not only just helping out the world with having kids have an opportunity to have fun, is it saves us time, energy, direct staff costs of having to go and spend a week or two taking it out, taking it back to the shop, taking it all apart, throwing it away, and it goes into a landfill. This is the way that they come in and do it, and it allows us to work on other projects while they're taking it out a day or two, and then we can get started on the Caesar project right away. So it's something that we took to the park for that
Questions? Comments?
Just one question.
Oh, yes, Seaver, thank you.
Just a question is, does the city have any liability if there's a defect in the equipment and someone gets hurt?
Well, it would be installed in America, so it goes to the country, yeah. And then they have insurance for the things like that that protect us from that. So no, they're really not.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. When were you here? I'm trying to remember. It's been a while.
2009.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, when Tim said it was you, I'm like, that's amazing. Full circle, right?
Full circle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I would like to say thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. This is great.
It'll go someplace that's very well needed.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I think it's great. I really do. So, other questions, comments?
So, is this just a relationship we'll keep open? So, if this happens in the future?
Oh, definitely. There may be opportunities where, even if we're taking a playground down, they might not want it, or we're just doing refurbishment.
Right.
Some of the things is they may want some of the pieces if it matches up with the playground they have in another country.
Right.
So then that way, when that piece breaks, they can ship it off there. This is definitely a relationship that hopefully we can continue in some way, especially with Dave being here in Burkeville, working for the city in the past, that he can keep us updated. Hey, if you have something coming up, we can tell him we're taking something out.
Yeah, perfect.
Other questions? But Dave, do you go to all these locations?
I'm sorry.
Do you fly to all these locations?
I've been to several, but mostly I help take them out.
Oh, okay.
So I'll help take this one out. And in November, my wife and I got back from the Dominican Republic.
Good for you.
So we put one in.
In November?
It was in November.
Tough time to be there, huh?
I have to admit.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. Other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Plocher?
Yeah.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Tim, anything else? Thank you. Next month is St. Patrick's, right?
Yes, that'll be on Saturday, March 16th. Actually, I'll discuss that more as we get closer. But sweet.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Christy, planning, zoning?
No report.
I'm still working on it for you.
Thank you.
City council report? City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison reports? Staff report?
Eric has something.
Oh, yes. Eric and Brad.
Brief update on our first major infrastructure project. At the last city council meeting, you awarded a contract to Windsor to replace the water main in the Fox Industrial Park. So that project is moving along. We have a pre-construction meeting scheduled for next week. There will be a public meeting prior to the next city council meeting on the 27th, and the contractor plans to start in early March, most likely on March 6th. So a very aggressive schedule once you get at it, start doing the work. So we just wanted to report that out.
Any questions? Thank you for that update. Any other staff reports?
No report.
Okay, we go to the next mayor's report, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, city building update, when we talked about the public works building. Water update, Bart, we have anything yet?
Nothing further, no.
Okay, just a couple things for me. Just tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. Happy Lent, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. So now me, I can't have a steak dinner tomorrow. I'll be fasting, maybe eating a little sardines or something like that. Staff and I, on another note, we have been working on the budget, trying to bring that together. We're not quite there, but maybe the next meeting, Bart, is that what we're shooting for?
It is, yes. Tentatively, we've got a presentation lined up for the next city council meeting and probably distribution, hopefully the Thursday or Friday beforehand.
Excellent. So that's what we're shooting for. And just so you know, right now, again, it's very tentative. We're still waiting on a few relatively big items. When we had our planning session in the fall, we had different goals that we ranked. And knock on wood or whatever this countertop is, a gavel like that. Our goal is to hit somewhere in the budget all the top 10 items to different degrees. You know, we can't necessarily accomplish everything in 1 year, but our goal in the budget is to hit something on all 10 items that you all identified, so I appreciate the input. For example, we're looking at doing almost $5 million in road improvements. Now, some vehicles, we actually addressed that tonight, so thank you. Staffing, we're looking at that as well. Got all kinds of goodies in there. And knock on wood, we can make it work. So I'm excited to bring it forward in a couple weeks. Got a lot of good stuff going on. Okay, that's all I have in the mayor's report. Excuse me. Any additional business? Any citizens who'd like to comment? Please step forward and just state your name for the record. And thank you for listening for all this interesting stuff we had going on, business.
Hi, Dan Ralston, Fox Hill resident. I'm here to just express my dislike of the clear cutting of all the trees along Rob Roy Creek in Fox Hill. They've went through and cut every single tree down on the west side of the creek today. And I, from my understanding, they're going to clear every single tree on the east side of the creek tomorrow. They're not leaving any tree behind, so it's destroying the park, basically, that's in Fox Hill and what the residents see. So I ask that maybe stop, or at least maybe save some of the trees that are actually decent along that creek line. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I will say we don't normally respond or discuss, but if you want to speak to Eric and maybe Tim afterwards, the project that's going on is not a city project. It's a drainage district, which the city, we do not control that whatsoever. So I understand your concern.
It's pretty horrific.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that's not ours. But Eric and Tim can give you more details afterwards if you like. Thank you for your comments. Any other citizen comments? I have no need for executive session, but we probably will in 2 weeks. Just so you're aware, we've got maybe multiple things, at least one thing to discuss. Is there a motion to adjourn? Rusty, I saw you nod your head. Chris, I saw you nod yours. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.